Last week, I interviewed Gabrielle Wong about her new book, Little Paradise. As I opened the interview, I asked Gabrielle to read a paragraph from the book.
"I'm afraid for us," she whispered. She rolled over onto her stomach, rested her chin on her hands, forcing back tears. He stirred. "What's wrong? When the war ends, what's going to happen?" He put his arm around her and stroked her face, but remained silent. She knew he could not answer that question, but she wanted him to lie, to say that he would take her with him, that they would be together always.
And that was from Little Paradise, written by Gabrielle Wong, spoken by Gabrielle. Gabrielle, does this place in context, this paragraph, does this place in context the book?
Definitely, because it is about love during war and about how war tears love apart, but it also brings it together. It's based on a real story inspired by my mother.
The key character here is Mirabelle. And is Mirabelle your mother?
Yes, she is.
Now, in the book, though, she's a 17-year-old Australian-Chinese girl. What happens to her?
Well, like in the book, what happened to my mum, she was born in Australia. She's third-generation Chinese-Australian. Her grandfather came to Australia during the Gold Rush. And so she's, you know, very Australian, but she's got still very traditional parents. Her mother is traditional, came from China. And she grows up during the 30s and 40s in Melbourne. Then the war begins and she meets a handsome Chinese soldier who has been sent over here by the Chinese army to liaise with General MacArthur's headquarters, and that happens to be my father. And they have a love affair, a secret one, because him being a soldier, her father and mother did not approve because they knew that it would not be a lasting thing, that he would have to be called back one day. And so they, for 18 months, they had a secret love affair. And then he was called back to China. And after he was called back, she discovered she was pregnant. And this was, you know, a shameful thing for girls of that time, but even more shameful because she was from a respectable Chinese family that was highly regarded in the community. And then after 2.5 years, she had the baby. 2.5 years later, she went to Shanghai to be in the book, his name is JJ, but he's actually my father. So she didn't see him for 2.5 years, and she knew that he would, well, she always believed that he would remain true to her, because he could have just disappeared into the, you know, into the crowds of China, but he didn't. He remained, waited for her.
It's interesting, the story of your forebears, but what about you? You grew up here, didn't you?
I did. I grew up in Melbourne. When I was growing up, now there are just, you know, Asian people everywhere. But when I grew up, very few Asian faces in the street. And I was the only Asian kid in my school. And, you know, we just wanted to fit in. We just wanted to be like everybody else. So I didn't learn to speak Chinese at all. I had to learn much later on in life. And I just wanted to be an Aussie, except, you know, of course, the face gives you away. So people would constantly ask me, oh, where do you come from? Or they would say, oh, you speak very good English. You know, and I'd get very annoyed at that.
Gabrielle, what was it like, though, to be Chinese in that world at that time?
A shameful thing, actually. And, you know, as a teenager, you just want to fit in. And I studied graphic design when I left school. And when you're in the art department I went to Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, and when you're there, everybody in the art department wants to be different. And so, you know, then I started to celebrate my differences, and that's when I started to learn Chinese, and that's when I went to live in Taiwan, and I lived there for 5 years. And then I went to live in China for 2 years, where I studied Chinese painting, and you know, that's when I started to celebrate my uniqueness rather than to try and hide it. And I think with my stories, that's what I try and I mean, it's not that I try and create themes for my books, but the constant theme that keeps coming out is searching for one's identity. And the other theme is creativity. And they're the two themes that I've just discovered that run through most of my novels.
I'm having a chat to Gabrielle Wong this morning about her new book, Little Paradise. Gabrielle, I've seen a photograph of you as a young child, sitting there with a book in your lap. Mm-hmm. And I showed it to my wife, who says, "What a delightful-looking girl she is." And I find it heart-rending that people treated you and others like you so badly at that time. You live in Melbourne now?
I still live in Melbourne, yes.
And you have a husband?
I have a husband and two children.
And a dog?
And a dog and a cockatiel, which I've put away in another room so he wouldn't make a noise.
Uh-huh. And a guinea pig?
No, the guinea pig passed away from old age.
Poor old Ratty.
Ratty. You know very much a lot about my life.
Indeed. And cookies in another room.
Cookies in another room.
Oh, well. Yes, so you sound quite normal.
I am a very normal person, yes. Well, my children probably wouldn't think so, but they wouldn't agree with you, but I think I'm pretty normal.
I've been talking to Gabrielle Wong this morning. Her book, Little Paradise, is produced by and published by Penguin, and it's available at all good bookstores. I have a copy of Little Paradise, which I am sure you will find a good read, an interesting read. If you'd like a copy of the book, please call me on 6338 4681. That's 6338 4681. And for this morning, Gabrielle Wong, thanks for being with us this morning on Music, Media and Manuscripts.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. That was great. That's a lovely interview.
Oh, well, thank you.
So nice to sort of talk about other things as well as the book and bring the book in and just provide a background to the book. So thank you very much for doing all your research as well.
It's been a pleasure. It's a fascinating story.
Oh, thank you, Richard.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.